views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Transformational Talk Radio. At Majestic Insights Radio, I'm Carrie Keith. I am your host. You can learn more about me at www.majesticinsights.com, or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. And today we have a really special show. We are about happiness today. And I have, well, me and my best buddies call our happiness guru, Miss Erica Glessing. And she believes that when you tell your story, you change the world. And we believe that's true at Majestic, whether your story is good or bad, you know, be careful what you say. And Erica also teaches self-expression, happiness, and consciousness. She's a third generation publisher. And today we're going to talk about happy publishing and what it can do for you. She also did happiness quotes, and it was very successful with that. You can find her on Facebook, and I just would love to welcome Erica Glessing.
Hi, how are you today? It is so good to be here.
I'm so happy to be here in Montana. It's just totally smoke. The whole Northwest is on fire, and you can't see the mountains from here. So this is like a breath of sunshine to be able to visit with you today and focus on our happiness. Erica also does a happiness telesummit every year. When does that happen?
You know, I just sent out a survey and it cracked me up. I said, more guests or less guests? They said the same number of guests. I said, March, April, or May. It's usually in March. They said March. I said, how long should they be, audio or video? And everybody's just like, just bring it again. So I guess since that survey has spoken, it will be in March 2016 and it's going to follow along like it has been in the past since I'm hearing them.
It's a beautiful summit. And listen to what Erica is saying. She's saying she cares about what her clients want. And it's true. Everything about her cares about other people. And she does it in a very professional way. She also, her publishing company, Happy Publishing, not only does it have a super cool logo, which is like one of my favorite publishing company logos.
Thank you.
But she also has four number one best-selling books this year, The Energy of Happiness and The Energy of Receiving. I've read The Energy of Receiving, and it has a couple of my favorite authors in it. Marie Kellis and Corinne Alyssa. I love them so much. And it's like a compilation of like, what is it, 18 different authors? And what they bring to how to receive. And it's, Erica made every single one of those authors a number one bestseller this year.
I did.
You did.
And my friend was looking, he goes, well, how did you do that? Because no one even understands what receiving is. And I said, well, it's about time then, right?
It's true. That means you have the whole niche to yourself, since you're the only one teaching receiving.
Oh my goodness. You know, well, there are others teaching it, you know, there maybe not as many as are possible, but when you open to receiving, everything becomes possible. If you can't even conceive of it, how can it be in your life? So you want to start receiving right away.
And if you have blocks of that, you can call Majestic Insights, of course, and we will clear those blocks for you.
How does it get better than that?
Yeah, I know. It's perfect. So tell us about happiness quotations, just because it was such a great success and a lot of people would maybe like to find you and just have some of your happy mojo. And
well, happiness quotations was written in 2010, 2011. And right away, Jack Canfield and Marcy Shymoff gave me endorsements. And I'd written about 14 of them only at that point. Now I've written over 800. But at that point, I'd written 14. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I better finish this book.
Yay. Great inspiration.
Right. So I created facebook.com/happinessquotations. It's now over 55,000, I think 500 fans. And essentially, my intention is to just shift energy every day. So, but I don't post them every day anymore. So it's more like once a week. But I look at what can we do to shift energy. And actually, if you go today to facebook.com/happinessquotations, on some weird connection with you, I think I posted my YouTube playlist of the 2015 Happiness Telesummit completely free. So,
wow, you know, what a great gift!
Go hang out, check out Erica Glessing on YouTube. I got that playlist is free. It's 39 happiness interviews, and essentially, I guess I think what messes us up from our happiness is going with it. You know, if we feel it, we got to listen to it. I had a conversation with someone about that the other day. If we feel what's light for us and we don't do it, and we'll stop, you know, we won't be shown what's light for us as much. So the more we can just, oh, that's light. Okay, yes. Oh, that's
here's
light.
The other thing is I was going through this thing now where I'm moving and my ex contested it. So we are in the process. It caused all this drama that was unnecessary. But in the process of it, I've had this same unique opportunity. I think with happiness, what's important, happiness is like driving your car. You have to be aware and adapt, be aware and adapt, be aware and adapt. So here I found my heart peace and sent out this loving thing that I thought would be the answer for everybody. And the attorneys chewed it up and spit it out. And I was like, oh my God, how could they just, they don't have any happiness in their world. And so I just got really loving to them. And so I adapted. You have to, happiness, if you make it your goal, you just have to keep adapting so you can maintain that frequency and just not let anything get in your way.
Well, and you know what you just said, that was actually priceless. So I'm just going to pull that up and just shine a little bit more light on that, of not letting things get in our way, because our true energy, the true energy of human beings, is that spiritual center, that place where we're just like little kids. Like we have that inside, that, oh, did you see that balloon, you know, or, oh, I found a quarter.
My
little daughter, she's so cute. She always finds money, and you know, I want some of that too. And she looks down, she sees this envelope. She opens up, there's $100 in it. It's an unmarked envelope. There's no way of tracing it to anybody. And it was at the drugstore parking lot when we were on a trip, a hockey trip. And she just finds, but if how many other children are looking around like that, you know? Just looking around, like what might show up. And
I'm trying to do that at my house.
Then you're being you.
Because what's happening at my house is I had them very happy the way things were, even though they weren't ideal. I created our whole story was happy, like it or not. And then now that I'm changing this story, I find that they're stuck to the old story. I'm like, you can't be stuck to the old story, because that's my story and my story's changing. You have to adapt with me. And so your daughter's story is already, because you have blessed her with this seed in her brain, that abundance is normal and it's everywhere. Just look around. And so now not only is she trying to find awareness, she accidentally has abundance everywhere. How beautiful is that?
I have to tell one more Maddie story. So she loves these iron-on things that you. So we found out it's like $3 or $4 at Michael's to buy a T-shirt, and then the iron-on thing. So she's been writing quotations and ironing them on shirts, and so for her friend, she made one. You know, don't let your dreams die. Or don't chase your dreams, be your dreams, or something like that.
So I love that.
She irons it on a shirt, and then it's a custom shirt. No one else in the world has this shirt. And she does funny things with the sleeves and changes things. And so I love it. She's like, she just cooks this stuff up. And I think to myself, I'm really good at words, but I'm not so good at like t-shirts.
You know what my reading is about when I read you two is that she is your permission to be creative.
Oh, she is walking creativity. That is for sure.
But you allow that for her. And that's what that's such a blessing. So, okay, we're going to have a break coming up in a little bit. And so I want you to tell people how to find you. And right now we're talking about happiness and how Erica is our favorite guru on happiness. Tell them how to find you. And then we'll go into some publishing things and other things that Erica has to offer you. Especially want to come back and listen after the break. If you are interested in publishing your own work and how to do that and how to write your book. Mm-hmm. And then also about just if you want to read some great stuff, she'll tell us about that also.
Thank you. And yeah, so happypublishing.net. is basically, well, it was born on Saturday. So, you know what? It's just being born, happypublishing.net. And then you can always find me at YouTube, is kind of having a lot of fun with me lately. They actually called me and they gave me YouTube training.
They were tired of your skills.
They wanted me to have a better banner. I'm a little slow to learn, but they're teaching me. So that's why I made all the playlists on YouTube, and it's Erica Glessing. And they were so kind to me. They spent 4 weeks with me giving me creator information on how to have more fun on YouTube. So that's also kind of being birthed bigger. And I have some of my book launches on it. Yeah.
Well, there's abundance there. That's so interesting because, you know, my kids watch PewDiePie. He's the gamer on YouTube. So now Erica's our happiness PewDiePie. How wonderful is that? Okay. So we can find you on Facebook. And how do we find you on Facebook?
Well, you know what? I'm very blessed to have a very unusual name. So it's E-R-I-C-A. G-L-E-S-S-I-N-G. And then I have Happiness Quotations as my fan page.
Great. That's wonderful. You can also go to ericaglessing.com or you can go to majesticinsights.com. And we will be back to teach you more about happy publishing after the break. See the real time. 'Cause when you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you left the future behind.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. you'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are so happy today on Majestic Insights Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Transformational Talk Radio and WBLQ AM 1230. We're on every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check us on the archives at Transformational Talk Radio, and you can look up our guests and shows that are coming and things like that on TransformationalTalkRadio.com also. Today we are with our happiness guru, Erica Glessing, and we are going to talk about her happy publishing and things like that. Thank you for listening. Hey, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for starting that with the happy song by Pharrell. That was a lot of fun.
I know. Pharrell's so cute. So we've got happypublishing.net, and talk to us about, well, you've had these four bestsellers just this year, and you know that you made, I don't know how many was that make you, like, I don't know. How many best-selling authors did you create this year?
Well, I want to say, like, they created it, but I like being the wind beneath the wings of my authors. That gives me, like, the best juju in the world. And I want to think so far it's 78 people have become number one best-selling authors at Happy Publishing. And
that's amazing. That is amazing.
No, but wait, September, there are five book launches. So September is going to see this insane growth. And if you were feeling that sense of excitement when we were going to talk about the publishing, it's bigger than me. It's so much bigger than me because it's all this beautiful work culminating. And I think you mentioned you have kids. So summer is a time when, you know, my life's a little different. And so everything's coming back together. And I have a book on vulnerability. A book.
Wow.
On, yes, that's beautiful. Written by a woman named Pratima. And then I have a book coming out on play.
Pratima, how old is she? There's one author you have that's like nine or something that did a few.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, that beautiful author who's nine. She was six when I met her. And her name's not in my head right this second, but if you give me a second, it'll come to me. And she's in Australia. And I found her and published her in Manifest Change. And
so wait, let me just say to the audience listening that Erica publishes Pure Joy from 9 to 99. There is no age limits. If you want to get your word out, Erica is your girl.
Thank you so much. You know, and people ask me about my guidelines. I'm like, well, you know, essentially I fall in love with your work and then I'm good. And then I just help you because I was a news reporter starting in 1984. And so I got this. Like, I get this. Yeah. It's so easy for me, you know, and it's something I would do. Like, pay no pay. Like, it's just something I love doing. It's seriously that thing that I do with ease that I love doing. So
Although she's worth the pay, so don't doubt that. Anything
that's
invest
true
in Erica, you are going to get 10,000 times your investment back.
It's a mid-tier publishing house, so Morgan James would be like a fellow publishing house. So it's not self-publishing, and it's not the big publishing houses. It's in this class of mid-tier. And what I did was I had a publisher up in Oregon whom I adored. Her name was it was Wyatt McKenzie, and they published my first two books. Three books. And essentially I went, okay, what do I like about Wyatt McKenzie? What didn't I like? What do I like about this? What didn't I like? And I built Happy from a writer. It's like a writer's publishing house, you know?
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, so no more stuff can sit on the hard drive. That's my goal, is for people to wake up and publish their stuff.
So talk to us about, you have some class about writing your book or something?
I do have a class about that, but I only teach that like once every 18 months. So I don't have an author symposium scheduled yet this year, but I will teach it again. I'm thinking I might teach again in January.
Is there somewhere where people could be on your mailing list so when that opens up that they would get that news?
Yeah, if they go to happypublishing.net, there's a contact me place there somewhere. Okay. And ericaglessing.com, there's a contact me form right on the right. I am teaching book launch. So I'm teaching book launch in September because I get more calls about how do I become a bestseller? How do I launch my book? How do I market my book? I would say I get called about that probably 5 to 7 times every week. And so I put together a class. It's at Happy Publishing Book Dash Launch or something like that. And you could contact Majestic Insights and I'll give Karen the information. Basically, for 4 Fridays in September, I'm going to be going through, they're going to be shadowing 5 more book launches. And I'm going to just let people be part of it. And the thing about a book launch is that people want you to give them, do this, but every book's different. Every time of year is different. Every time of day is different. The country you're from is different. So if you try to put yourself into a box of something, it might not always work. You want to, every single book needs its own strategy and its own, you know, it's like, yeah, I wish it was easier, but
think some of these other book launch people, I mean, I think they have their formula and they sell their formula and I think it works for them. But what Erica is saying is that she adapts the formula to the energy of the work in a way that elects you to be expressed fully as well as receive fully the benefit of helping others.
Well, I actually talk to the books, so I'm just going to go right out there. And I'm just going to be right out there like energy of receiving. I said, okay, energy of receiving. And there's certain things that happen with every launch. And energy of receiving wanted something. It goes, I want a Google Hangout Marathon. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Where did you even get that? I swear to gosh, the book was saying Google Hangout Marathon. I'm like, I mean, obviously, when you take the word marathon and Google Hangout, you can sort of put it together what it is. But I had like never seen one.
Did your book invent it? Or
it has a 3.5-hour energy of receiving Google Hangout. And I had all the authors pop on. Corinne Alisa, one of our favorite authors, is part of it. And everyone came on because the book said that people were a little confused about the concept of receiving and the book would do better if we did a marathon. And I got that from the book itself. I actually had a conversation. I had a conversation with what I call kind of the life force or the consciousness. I believe that books have like a life force or a consciousness.
I find when I'm watching other people write their books, we've done healings. Like I had one lady that just really had a stuck inner child. And what came through as her lesson for homework for fixing it was, okay, you want to write your story, this horrible little story that you know to be yours. I want you to take your inner child and rewrite the story. And she wrote, she's in the process of writing. We'll do a show on that when it gets out. Nola. And she's taking her inner child and she made them all different kinds of bugs. And it was this bee that was really a butterfly. And it's become this incredible, beautiful work. And what it was creator's assignment for her to heal her inner child. And she's going to publish with you, too. I've already talked to her about it.
I want to tell you that the point when you're writing a book is one of the most important times to hire a coach of any other times in your life. So my first book, I hired a coach, and I swear, if you're thinking about writing a book and you have this book concept, this is the time when you hire a coach, because you bring them in, they're with you through the thing, and they don't give up on you. Because none of your friends are going to get that you're going to be a best-selling author. They're not going to get all the transformation. They're not going to understand.
They don't even know what all that is.
Right. And so then you go to you're in a networking meeting, you go, I'm writing a book, and everybody's like, oh, poo-poo, like blah, blah. And yet, you know, it's this most amazing, exciting thing. I mean, for me, happiness quotations, when I had half the cast of the movie The Secret endorsing, and then Marcy Shymoff came on my Happiness Telesummit for several years running. I mean, really, that's transformational. And so if I feel like that's the time, if you're going to bring in help, bring in someone to coach you through the book being it, and it's going to have its own life force. And that's
okay. Tell us about this.
I don't feel strongly about this, do I?
Yes, you do. You're right about it. But we're going to have to go to a break here. And I want to just say this thing coming up in September where we do Fridays. How do we find out about how much that is and how to sign up and that kind of thing?
So it is actually, I'm writing it in. It is happypublishing.net/book-launch. It's okay. $67, and then you have to buy two of the five books. You could pick whichever two of the five books you want to buy. We'll be actually shadowing 4 to 6 book launches through the class. And I think I have about 12 people signed up. I'll probably cap it around 20. So,
That's a great deal. So for less than $100, you can learn how to launch your book. Everyone who is ready for that should join, and those who just want to learn more should join also. We're going to go to a short break. You can check out more at happilypublishing.net or majesticinsights.com, and we will be back to you in just a few minutes.
Hold on, Selecta.
Got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know
how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Hey everybody, this is Carrie on Transformational Talk Radio and WBOQ and with Majestic Insights Radio. And today we have Erica Glessing, who is our blessing today because not only is she happy publishing, and she has this class coming out in September that is 4 Fridays. It's like $69, and plus you got to buy 2 books, and she gives you all the ins and outs and how to communicate with your consciousness of what you're writing and how to launch it. That's a great deal, Erica. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, I'm excited. We're having so much fun today. Oh, my goodness.
So if they want to join your class, they go to happypublishing.net/book-launch.
Yes, and we're going to follow 4 books into launching. And so it's going to be very alive, and it'll be somewhat interactive, and I'll be working with people on creating a book launch that is tailor-made for your specific book. I don't really believe in formulas, so...
You have adaptable formulas.
Just the minute that you think you know, Amazon changes how it does everything. Or just when you know how to get number one ranking on Google, they change everything. So you want to be in the question all the time of, you know, what would be...
The innocence of discovery. It's like driving. You know, happiness is... awareness and adapt. Awareness and adapt. Okay, so this changed.
Right.
We did this now. I think that's wonderful.
Right.
Now,
thank
the
you.
Books that you're... This particular class is actually following launches. And you said you had several coming out, and one of them is I Am Having It. And to me, that's very much like energy of receiving, except we've already received. And I think people just don't get that as much as they should.
Well, I'm Having It is that moment in time when you make a conscious decision and you just pretty much declare something's changing. And so it could be I'm having a car, or it could be I'm having a peaceful and beautiful relationship with my, you know, grown child.
We're moving to Camas, Washington next week. That's our declaration.
Yeah. So I'm having it. So it's about, I'm having it. It's a shift in your vibration where you absolutely commit and you just define yourself in the new way. And you're not sure how. You know what I'm saying? You don't get how. You don't get exactly. People get confused because if they don't know the exact how, then they think they can't have it. But the problem is, if they don't have it, they don't know the exact how yet. So you then people just give up. And I wrote in my own chapter of I'm having it, it's much easier to declare I am not having it. Like if you say, you know, I can't be a professional athlete. Well, cool. You're going to not get it. That's really easy. Sit on the couch.
You know, I think this is sad to say, but I think more people than not, that's how they manifest. They manifest by what they won't allow instead of by what they will do allow. And that's the difference.
We're manifesting the invisible.
Like, we don't know the how, but we declare it's possible and we're open to receiving God, the angels, the universe, the relatives, the friends, the fans, the clients, whoever is helping, we are open to receiving that fulfills it. And I think a lot of times that isn't work happy. I think a lot of times people manifest because they get mad and they say, I'm not doing this anymore. And then they go make change. And your particular way is, oh, let's follow happiness. And you don't necessarily have to get mad first. But I think some people need to get mad first in order to allow the change.
Well, I'm having it is not specifically, you don't have to be happy all the time. I mean, I don't even believe when I teach happiness that that's possible. So I'm not saying like you're required when you're going through major league changes that are transitioning everything and your whole body feels strange because everything's so different. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to actually feel awkward. You know, it's kind of like when you're 13 and your body grows 6 inches in one summer and then you reach for everything. You don't know where you are. It's like you don't get your body for a minute and then you do. And so I'm having it is that moment when you reach for something different and then you take, you know, conscious actions from where you are now. So just like you built a radio show, I'm sure you didn't know exactly perfectly every single step it would take, but you just said, I'm having it.
It's true. It's true. Why not? Because there's beautiful people like you and there's beautiful people like our listeners that need to connect. And this is a great way for us to all enjoy each other.
Thank you.
So I'm having it comes out when?
We're looking at first week September. So by about September 8th, it'll be on Amazon. I don't have the book launch date set yet. So I need to have it. The book launch date will be coming up as soon as I get it.
So we're all really blessed to even have your time at all. Because you have these books coming out. You have your class coming out. You have your girl back to school. We are so blessed to have you today. Thank you so much.
Well, when you want something done, you should actually ask someone busy. Yeah, I love helping people with their books. I feel like when I'm helping people with their books and with their expression and when they're connecting to spirit, connecting to that bigger life force, you know, I was just shown yesterday, we can't wait for it to be perfect anymore. The world's moving too fast and it needs you too much. So you can't sit there and do nothing while you wait for everything to get perfect. It's like, it's just the time for that is done. So you want to just step in.
Quickly, you know? That quickening of that. Because, like, I have a 7-year-old. He's almost 8. And he doesn't know that iPhones aren't normal. But my 16-year-old knows that flip phones were normal once. He has no idea what a rotary dial is. But it's true what you're saying. The quickening of the earth, the frequency of the planet is changing so fast that it's more important to be out there than it is to be perfect. You know, 30 years ago, that wasn't the case. And now it really is the case. And it's beautiful that you roll with it like that.
Thank you. No, I mean, I secretly would love everything to be perfect. You know, I mean, I'm a control freak, too. It's just that I'm always tuning in and asking and getting shown that it's time to have imperfect action so that we can change the world and be more free with our expression and be more free with our sharing and be more free with all those things that we know to be true that we're really being called to help other people learn, you know?
Wow, that's wonderful. So does it look like we have a caller here, Brian, Elizabeth, New Jersey? Does she have a question for Erica?
Yes, she does, but we're just about prepared for a break, so we'll put her on right after the break.
Is that okay? That sounds wonderful. Okay, we'll take Elizabeth's call after the break.
Awesome. Between,
yeah, you can go to happilypublishing.net/book-launch to join the September class on how to launch your book. It's a great deal. You can also just check out Erica Glessing on Facebook. You can go to Happy Dish Quotations. There's lots of ways to find Miss Erica. And you can catch me, Majestic Insights, and check out those things on majesticinsights.com, or you can call 503-400-4603, and I will leave a message for you. Majestic Insights, we're having a special this week where you can get an hour reading for a half-hour price. You just go buy a half-hour reading and get a whole reading. That's our special this week. And we have lots of custom coaching packages. We don't have anything for publishing yet, but we don't need that because we have Erica. We just refer you to her because she will help you get your story out. We do have inner child healings and different things that we find that your story, even if you didn't publish it, it's a vital part of who you are. And creating and recreating your story allows you to change the frequency of who you are. So we'll be right back after the break.
I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Ready to try to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big butter's boss. Kate Moss can't find a job in a world of postmodern fad. What was good now is bad.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
everybody. This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio and Transformational Talk Radio. And we are having happiness today with Miss Erica Glessing. And we want to talk about publishing your book. You know, she has a whole bunch of books. I say a whole bunch. It just looks like so many to do and so quickly. She's got her class to teach you how to launch. If you go to happypublishing.net/launchbook. She also has books coming out in September and October, Vulnerability as the Road to Change. How beautiful. What a great topic. The Energy of Play, The Energy of Creativity, A Heartfelt Journey from Feeling Lost and Alone to Connection. What a great book. Also, The Pharaoh's Builder. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Everyone should follow Erica in the next couple months and enjoy her ride to introducing the world to these new, they're not new, but they should be mainstream concepts of how to be aware and adapt. That's what we're about here at Majestic Insights.
Thank you.
And that's what Erica's about with Happy Publishing. So tell us, if we want to publish our book, talk to us about that.
Well, the first thing you want to do is really focus on the life force of the book. And what does the book want to do? What would the book like to teach? Who is the book? You want to have a lot of clarity on your book. And it's going to help people easier if you define it. So you want to start giving it words and giving it a place. You want to look at other books like yours and start kind of aligning with authors who are writing books like yours. So it's actually, people think, I can't write that. Somebody already wrote something like that. But that's actually good. It's actually when the life force comes in on a certain topic or a certain set of things, it's kind of like the hit movie Big came out, and then a whole bunch of movies came out that were hits where the people, you know, transform bodies, right, from adults and kids. And
it's important to have all the different flavors of the same variety, because, like, I am a happiness junkie, so you're my girl. But there may be someone else who thinks that happiness is poo-poo, and they may have the same thing to teach, but in a different way that would allow all of those people to actually really get the lesson.
And if you feel that passion in you and it's burning and you need to share and teach and tell something, it's not showing up for no reason. So you want to sit down and have, I recommend people write at the same time every day. So I recommend that you give yourself a set time a day, even if it's only 20 minutes. That way, everything can kind of, your energy can focus. And by about the 20th day of doing this, you'll notice it gets way easier, because all the energy gets set up. Okay, let's say it's 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or whatever, you know, 11 p.m., whatever time of day you would like to write. You want to let the words come in. So you actually want to have a really cool sort of body of work, and then you can figure out where and how it should be published. Because until you kind of know what the book is, it's really hard to match it with the right publishing house, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And I think that I find that a lot of people who call and have publishing questions when I'm working the lines on Keen or Kasamba is they don't know. They don't know where to go. They still have the ideas. You're supposed to get onto the big publishers, but the big publishers don't even take you anymore until you have a platform. And so true. I think the bid and that's the self true. Ways, I think there really could be a lot more education. I think last year there were over 350,000 self-published books, but how many of them had the launch support they needed to really get out there?
Well, you know, the other thing that's really fun, there's a publisher that, actually, she's not a publisher, she's like a book coach I've been learning from. And what she likes to teach, and I really like it, is to build a 4-week class that launches right when your book comes out. So in that philosophy, what I would do, which I haven't done, but, you know, it'd be nice if I walked my talk, I would do a class on I'm having right after the book came out, because that's when the people need the most from you. And then when you fill a class with people who want to learn from you and you have a book that comes out, it's like you know, double, triple joy.
And you then, know who did the best of that was Panache Desai. And he did his 33-day thing that he set up before the book came out. It came out on audio and pod. And it really was very healing.
Right? Because the time people are reaching for what you're teaching is like right when they get the book. That's when they want to learn the most from you. So go ahead and take, you know, it's like, oh, I don't just have to write my book. I also have to build a class. I think what will do, what will happen if you're willing to take that on is you'll let more people learn from you. And when you're willing to let more people learn from you, you know, and you don't have to be perfect. There's people that need to learn at so many different calibrations, wherever they are, you know, they want to learn. It's a human...
I think it works the other way, too. If you build your class, and then that's how my secret weapon is coming out, is when you build the class and write the book around the class, it ends up coming out much more logical than it would have if you just were telling in your emotional story. Then you try to break it down into the class. Sometimes building the class first and then fluffing it with your story works just as well. It depends on what your flavor of delivery is. But both ways work. Yeah.
Are you there?
I am. I thought that was so awesome. I really appreciate that. You know, with Happiness Quotations, which was my second book, I actually let people on Facebook, it was in 2011, I let their likes determine which quotations got into the book. So I had over, I think, 250 quotations I wrote, and the most, like, loved 125 got in the book. And I let people kind of guide the happiness quotations by their intensity of, you know, attentiveness to the words.
So we want to strengthen that now because our show flew by so quickly. But Erica works with the person, the entity, the book, the message from God, however, whatever the entity of that is. And she works with the essence of that and makes you a bestseller. Or you read her bestsellers and they heal you. I mean, she's a force to be reckoned with.
And I only do bestseller right now with my own authors. So in case there was, I am teaching the book launch though to anybody, but I only actually do book launches themselves for my own authors. So
yes. And you can get a hold of her on happypublishing.net or ericaglessing.com. Is it? Tell them how to reach you so they know.
Yeah, those are great ways to reach me. At happypublishing.net is brand new, so go over and check it out. And then you can contact me at it's my name at, or actually happypublishing@gmail.com.
Erica, when you're not so busy, when you get through your October thing and your ADD is looking for something fun to do, we should do a writer's block class that includes Majestic clearing blocks and you teaching the method. That'd be fun.
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Okay, so thank you so much for coming. And everybody check out Erica at happypublishing.net or ericaglessing.com. Check out majesticinsights.com. And this week we are giving an hour read or coaching session for the half hour price. Mm-hmm. So you can go on, buy a half hour, and then email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com and we will get you scheduled for your wonderful read or coaching session. We want you to return and enjoy us at Majestic Insights Radio on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And we want to thank everyone at Transformational Talk Radio. You can go there and read our archives and look at all our wonderful guests like Erica Glessing and check out the shows that they do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you again.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.